The Kinks are like that too. You heard of Face to Face. You're Looking Fine from Face to Face, their 66 album. And they had more. They cranked them out about one a year. Plus a bunch of singles. And you forget about that, that in England, they didn't put the singles on albums. So between albums, there might have been a couple of non-LP singles. Drove collectors like me crazy. It was only a few years ago that I finally completed my Kinks collection and then promptly lost one of them. The most sought-after one that I had acquired, I misplaced it. I don't know where. I looked through all my singles last year, and it wasn't there, so it's not misfiled in the singles. My feeling is it's stuck inside an album cover, and finding that is going to take a few years. We're The Who from their Quick One album, which actually came out December 66. So I guess they were in the timeline. I got confused there. I don't know why I was thinking 67. The Who were right in there with their second album, You're So Sad About Us. Popular song. The Jam cover, I think it was, they did well with it. And then finish up with Small Faces from their second album proper called Small Faces. You heard Have You Ever Seen Me. 501. It's going by fast. I barely got a set up for the next set. I got so into those short, snappy 66 songs. So I have to stop here and tell you some things. This is KGLT Bozeman and KGLZ East Helena, serving the Helena Valley. KGLT is supported by JTech Communications, a local website development and digital marketing firm helping clients improve their bottom line with custom software and web design. Online at jttech.digital or phone 406-586-7100. And Denny Mendel Honda in Bozeman, featuring full lineup of new Hondas, certified pre-owned Hondas, used cars, and trucks. Online at DennyMendelHonda.com. I have just about an hour left. Then it's Rich coming in for Uncle Duke. I'm on the Every Other Week program. They just finalized this or requested everybody's schedule to make sure, see who's on board for the next semester. And I put in my request to come back here and do this show again. I believe that'll be the case. I believe it'll be Uncle Duke doing his half of it as we continue on. Fair enough. Just means I have to buy more records to keep it exciting. So I promise I will. I bought one today. I haven't gotten to it yet. I don't think I'm going to get to it, but picked up something on my way in. This is something that came in the mail the other day. And it's a compilation. And I think it was recorded, 3 years ago, yeah, in North Carolina. It's sort of a history of North Carolina bands. So the reunion sort of things people do. May 12th, 2018 at the Ram Cap. And it's some familiar names, Mitch Easter, Don Dixon, Chris Stamey, and then a lot of bands you never heard of. Some of them I've heard of in passing, but it's really good. Usually these reunion things I'm wary of, you know, old guys in Hawaiian shirts with mustaches. No, these people are still rocking out. Mitch Easter is actually doing an anniversary concert, sort of featuring exactly featuring the music of his band, Let's Active, the early days. And that's in November. And I'm going to go down to see that. I just decided I wanted to go on vacation. I've never been to North Carolina, and I've only seen Mitch Easter a couple times way back when. And there'll be a bunch of my friends there. So, couldn't pass it up. And it's at the same venue, the Ram Cat. So I hope it sounds as good as this in a few months.
We want. Yeah. seek is worthy. It's all that you've got. Better see us on the road, push through our path. Best spinner in the right, reach we have. Seeking statues to harbor windows.
The town that she's about.
That's -5 from their album Down with Wilco. And strange enough, that's Jeff Tweedy singing there a little bit at the end. I was just looking to see who else was on it. Don't know who's playing drums. Peter Buck's on it. Oh, it's got Wilco backing him up. Ah. There's another version of that they did with the Seattle band. That's really nice. Okay, I got, well, I dropped something just as I needed to go on mic. Always inconvenient. Start off with Royal Opposition. I spelled it wrong. From Yesterday's Tomorrow North Carolina compilation. And that's actually Mitch Easter and friends doing Let's Active. And nice. There's a video of that around too. I think there might be a companion DVD for that album, or at least the vids are on YouTube if you take a look. They did a Room with a View. DBs from an EP that accompanied their album from a few years ago. The EP is called Revolution of the Mind, Your Orange Squeezer, Chris Damey song. Sneakers, which was Mitch Easter as well. And was that Holsapple or Stamey? They all sort of blend together because there's another band on there, Rittenhouse Square, that I know is Peter Holsapple. Sneakers did Save Who Play. No, that's Chris Stamey, now that I think about it. Maybe Holsapple's playing guitar. I don't know. I didn't read the liner notes and I put it away. Sounded good anyway. Those guys are just fantastic musicians and sort of jaw-dropping good when you see them in those lineups that never really existed unless you were living close by, if even that. REM, and we all did see from their second album, Murmur, you heard Harbor Coat. That's the live disc companion to the big deluxe Murmur. And I hope they finish the album series. They've they got it pretty far, but I need to see New Adventures of Hi-Fi and Up in those deluxe formats with live stuff. They've been pretty generous about that. Nice of them. Why not? They made plenty of money. And then finish off -5 doing The Town That Lost Its Groove Supply. A little after 5 here on this... it's Friday, isn't it? Yeah. Okay, I sort of lost track. Can I do all this? I can. This 5 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by KSM-TV, Montana's public television, Channel 9. Tonight on Montana PBS, you're going to find, starting at 7 o'clock, Washington Week, Firing Line at 7:30, 8 o'clock, Music Through the Lens on the cover. 9 o'clock, classical albums, Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon. Might have to tune that in, see what that is. And 10 o'clock, BBC World News. Okay, I got that one in. Got this one. Oh, no, that was not going to play the right song. This one is. And I'll get to that one. We don't need to worry about that yet. And then the final set set up. Yeah, the day goes by pretty quick when I do this. I have just looking through, and there's a ton of records I haven't got to. Good ideas I had sort of loosely formatted. They're just going to have to wait till next time. But that means I'll be back for another round this year. So I guess if I start in the... This will be the fall semester. This will take this next round. Next semester will take us right to the end of the year. And in between, it'll be the record fair. Don't forget that. Need to see you there.
The Sweet Pea Festival returns August 6th through the 8th. Bozeman's historic three-day celebration of the arts includes live music, community events, food, and activities for the whole family.
I called a healthcare professional.
This year's music lineup includes Langhorne Slim.
Don't know just how I'm feeling, but I'm feeling feelings exponentially.
Chastity Brown, Karina Reichman, Carl Denson's Tiny Universe, and many more. There will also be presentations by Montana's Shakespeare in the Parks, Intermountain Opera, and Verge Theater. Wristbands are available only online and at select locations around town. Children 12 and under are free. Information and performance schedules on the web at sweetpeafestival.org.
Sweet Pea Festival.
Sweet Pea Festival 2021, Friday, August 6th through Sunday, August 8th in Bozeman.
So that's today, starting today. Okay. Brace yourself. But that's sort of the big focus of summer here, isn't it, Sweet Pea? And maybe once it passes, things mellow out a little bit. No, probably not, huh? It's never going to go back to Sleepy Bozeman. I swear, well, the first summer I was here was 1980. I remember sitting on Main Street with Gunnar from Cactus Records and wondering, or thinking, I could lay down on Main Street, in the middle of Main Street, and not get run over. Okay, just think about that. I was only 41 years ago.
think about the blues and start all over again with that good time music like we played so long ago. Whoa, don't you know, oh yeah, with that good time music. Yes, it's back on the radio. Screaming yeah yeah girls and no honking English horns. I don't want no symphony orchestra with a mama tabernacle choir. All I want is a guitar, a harp and drum, just to set my soul on fire with that good time music like we played so long ago. Oh, don't you know, oh yeah, with that it's back on the radio. Doggone bad that it's bending to my ears. But them kids come over from the Mercy River, made us think back to them. So let's put on our shoes and think about the blues and start all over again with that good time music like we played so long ago. Whoa, don't you know, oh yeah, with that back on radio. We'll be right back.
Having some fun there. Some faves. Beach Boys, title track of maybe their last great album. I don't know. Close to it. Keeping the Summer Alive. And that's Carl Wilson or Randy Bachman collaboration of all people. Dave Edmunds covering John Fogerty from his Twangin' album, Almost Saturday Night. Lovin' Spoonful, Good Time Music from the What Shakin' compilation. Tom Petty from his debut, and Martha and the Muffins title track. Maybe it's the title track of the album. Anyway, it's a great song from way back when, and taking care of it for us. This 5 o'clock hour is written in part by Denny Mantle, Honda Bozeman, featuring the all-wheel drive Honda Passport sports utility vehicle. More information at DennyMantleHonda.com. And, okay. I'm hoping somebody's coming in. Still got 20 minutes, but yeah, people like to cut it close.
I'm DJ Rando, here to let you know that me and my crack staff have finally worked out the bugs in radio show version 0.2.4.1 and introduced a whole new colony of critters, ne'er-do-wells, and miscreants in the free upgrade to radio show version 0.2.4.2 beta.
Tune in Sunday fortnightly from 3 to 6 p.m. and see if I've turned up anything new in crate digs around the area in a segment I call DJ Rando, Citizen Rugger Paleontologist. And remember, you're still never more than 333 hours away from a new episode of Radio Show Version 0.2.4.2 Beta on KGLT.
Yeah, it's always fun on KGLT. Well, I will be back in 2 weeks, and we'll see what happens at the top of the hour.
Thank you. But I just, you come in when you like, all right?
We'll be right back. Well, good evening. It's Friday, August 6th, and you're listening to KGLT Bozeman and KGLZ East Helena, serving the Helena Valley. I'm Rich Deming. I'll be with you here for the next 3 hours. Going to start by giving you a little weather report. In Bozeman, today we're going to get some showers and thunderstorms with a high of 76. Tonight, a low of 54, and tomorrow, Saturday, partly sunny and warmer with a high of 83 and a low of 58. For Helena, it's breezy this afternoon with a high of 87 and a low of 61. And for Saturday, mostly sunny and high of 90.